Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Your best advice for getting through a breakup. I'll take it because I've had a lot.
Carissa, the floor is yours. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm in an Ethernet world, girl.
What does that mean?
You know, I have a hard line. I got a hard out. Great sweatshirt. What's that?
Thank you. Steve just got it for me. It's kind of our thing, like matching sweatshirts. And I always like them really large because then I like, they're like cozier. I hate a tight sweatshirt.
Hey,
speaking of sweatshirts,
I'm putting you on blast and welcome everybody to the Calm Down podcast where we just get right into it. Mm-hmm. I want to borrow your jacket from Patriots Bills. Can I borrow it for playoffs if I go somewhere cold, like a Philly situation? Because that thing was majestic.
Oh my God. It would be my absolute pleasure. And I will give you your jacket back from the Green Bay situation. That blue halo of goodness.
Guys, I think you have a gray one coming your way too. The one from a couple of weeks ago, if you want to try it out. Are you going somewhere cold again?
I'm going a lot of places cold. I'm going to Seattle and I'm going to New York and Tennessee is going to be cold when I go there. I need three-four. Welcome everybody to the pregame. This is our fun 10 minutes of conversation and a time where we get to answer your questions, which we absolutely love. It induces conversation. And half the time we end up talking about
ourselves.
That too. All right, here we go. First up, Abby's. I'm going to assume it's Abby's. You guys know I'm terrible at this. Abby's Snowup. Okay. Favorite memory with each other. Oh, we have so many. My first one that stands out just like off the top of my head is the Tulum vacation.
I was going to say Tulum.
Where we were sitting, like everyone else, is it going to be the same one as yours? We were sitting in by the hot tub and like we were waiting to go to dinner and we were just like, I don't know. It was just like easy and fun. And I don't really, nothing like monumental about it. It was just, we're with Jared and Steven, just like a fun little group.
I also was thinking about when we went to that, I'll say it, day club.
Oh, fuck.
And we were off by ourselves mind was blown. And then we were like, who are these people? In a great way for all those people that were there. We love you very much. And we hope we're invited back.
As you know who, initials DK, was being paraded around on a chair with a wig and a costume. And it was Aaron and I, for the first time, we're like standing there. We're like, we're the normal ones, which is fantastic.
It was great.
Yep. All right. That's funny. That's the same. Next, girl.
DDIY, no idea. Is pineapple a legitimate pizza topping? I don't go with it. It's not my thing. My husband's into it, which weirds me out.
Does he ever say why?
I mean, but this guy has ketchup with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a Canadian. Is it Jared or is it Canadian? Canadian.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I don't know. I'm not into it either. Next up, Shelbiscus. You guys, this is the worst. We've botched a lot here.
I'm so
sorry.
But we love your questions.
Love. Please keep them coming. In fact, one of your questions can be, can you guys work on your pronunciations? The question, comment, and concern. Did you ever have a point in your career where you thought about quitting and what gave you motivation to keep going? I'm going to tell you, this fucking troll
bag that has been stalking me with the dumb little comments on Twitter. And I normally don't give a shit, but I told you last night, it really pisses me off. Like, whatever. We've both been through different things. A lot of people have been through stuff and it sucks. But when you have dad in your profile and you're taking
religious
lover
of God.
Yeah. And then yet you take shots at women or, you know, whatever. And it's like, and so I finally fired back and I was like, oh, you're a father of a little girl. I would wonder what she would think about this or whatever. And he's like, my daughter would never do something like that. And I want to be like, you know what? I wish your daughter the best, but I hope she does grow up to be something that you don't approve of. So you can have some empathy that not everything has to align with your thoughts, buddy. So this is why I don't respond to trolls, because then it works me into a little tizzy and I need to take the high road. But every now and then, yes, I have to fire back. And then I think, why do I subject myself to this? But it's to answer the original question. No, I never want to quit my job, but I need to quit social media sometimes because it fires me up.
Sure. No, I never want to quit my job either. I just get frustrated about different things. And that's why I am very fortunate to have good girlfriends in the industry where I just call bitch and say, I'm sorry, I'm a loser. Too. I need to be more positive.
No, Erin and I do have the luxury of venting to one another and others about these things. But this is also why it's great to, you know, have that, because then we pull it together and keep it moving because we're very lucky.
Pull it together.
Pull it together. Next question, girl.
Jewel, sis, Hershey, I'm so sorry. Worst trait about you that you are working on that I give a shit about what people say in the media or on social media. We will talk about this on our extended version that's coming out on Thursday, but I had a moment last week. We'll talk about you had a moment this week. I thought the bottom line you said, it's not that fucking serious. No. It's not.
Mm-mm. And I need to be reminded of that because I remind you of the same thing. I would say that I need to work on doing a better job of listening. I'm a talker. I go, as we all know, 100 miles an hour. And as the old adage goes, we're given two ears and one mouth for a reason. I need to listen more and say less. And I also think there's so much power in not saying something. Like, I have the tendency where I feel like I need to fill the space. And so I need to zip it a little bit on some things and maybe not feel like I always have to fill the space. That's what I'm working on. I haven't
Blank
started
space.
That yet. Mm-mm, I haven't. Next up is Ted Lasso. In Ted Lasso, are you Rebecca or Keely, a Keely type of person, and why? Oh, that's a good question. You answer this one because you know the show a lot better than me.
I mean, I love Rebecca for just being a powerful woman, but also you get to see the real vulnerable, I can't say that word, side of her. But I wish I was Keely in terms of being like a hot little nugget that's so cheery and bright. I don't think that's me, but I'll still be an extra in Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis liking our tweets. We see you. I'll keep it cool. I'll keep it fresh.
More on that in the extended episode. I would hope that I maybe was like a little bit of both. Like, I like the power of Rebecca. I like being a boss lady, right?
Yeah.
And then I also like, to your point, Keely's like sassy. Her like one-liner.
She is.
She doesn't put up with any shit, which is great.
When is that show coming back?
I
enough
don't know.
Enough.
And when's Succession coming back? Mm. When are Billions? Like, what are we doing here? I thought we were taping these years ago. Taping? People still taping? We're taping this conversation. Live Simply 1020 says, your best advice for getting through a breakup. Oh, I'll take it because I've had a lot.
Carissa, the floor is yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The floor, the ceiling and the walls.
To the window,
from the window
to the walls.
To the wall. Well, here we go. The best advice for a breakup. It depends if you're actually sad that you're breaking up, because there are two different kinds of breakups. There's one where you're being broken up with, and there's one where you're doing the breakup. I would say remember why you're doing it and know that things always get better, because you only get one life, and do not waste it on people that are not worth your time. And ultimately, it's like, you're probably not the right fit for them, and they're not the right fit for you. So keep it moving. It's such a cliche, but there's a lot of other good ones out there. And it's just a matter of aligning yourself, because just don't waste time on the wrong people. Lord knows I've done that.
Work out. Don't let yourself go to shit. Work
good
out.
One.
Get
good
it
one.
Out.
Get the
you'll
endorphins
end up crying
going.
In the stretch. You'll cry in the post-stretch, but you'll feel so damn good. Well, better than you do. It sucks. You'll get through it. Whoa, that was rude. Lynn Perondo, do you have a favorite Christmas cookie? I do. I love the peanut butter with the Hershey Kisses. Those are so easy.
Yes, my mom makes,
they're the 7-layer bars, but in our family, we have nicknamed them gag bars because I think I've talked about this before. They're so sweet, Christmas you gag. I know. More on that in our later episode of a woman gagging next to me on the plane. It was great.
This one with I mean, we've got plenty of jumping off points, don't we?
Dashing through the snow
in a one horse open sleigh. I would say the no bake cookies. You ever had those? They look like they're a bunch of oats and chocolate and they're melted and you don't bake them in the oven. They just dry. They harden. It's like fudge and oats. It's so good. I also how about the snowballs? I used to be really into those. The ones with like almonds in them. Okay, I'll make you some. I won't make you some. Kathy will send me the recipe. I'll fuck it up.
Cutie.
I'll try. And then the last one is probably, I just like the classic cutout ones and you decorate them.
Yeah.
I think those are fun. But
yeah.
Anyways, if you guys have some fun recipes, send them our way. And as always,
please do.
Send in all and any questions. We get them. We love them. And we appreciate you. Plenty more on breaking up with people and gagging from eating on the full length episode. Bye.
La 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 la. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.